In order to spotlight this issue of lymphoma in young people, you have created an artistic way of presenting the issue. Can you speak about that, please?
Yeah, so that came about as an incredible process because we had to first think about who we're trying to communicate to, and that's us. So this is a generation that we scroll, and these are also users who scroll. We scroll every day through the length of the Empire State Building. We are so accustomed to social media that I knew when I started this, I wanted to create our launch to be something impactful, and I knew that couldn't begin on social media because people then have the agency of choosing not to address it. And so we're asking our students to take a second of their time to actually look through it. And so it's a physical depiction of lymphoma, and we're hanging it under the Broadway Bridge so you can actually look through it. It's a clear acrylic painting by artist Evelyn Kiefis. She is a senior here at Boulder, so it's clear. And she depicted it. It looks as if you look under a lymphoma under a microscope. And then we had included within that on the painting, it has in bold black letters, "This can be in your blood. It's cancer." And so that's kind of coming up, is that it's a physical placement, because then we know that we're asking people and we're doing our job of asking people to look through it.
This display, this artistic piece, it's only going to last one day. Why are you doing this? Only one day.
Because we're making a statement. So when you get on campus, people are coming up to you, telling you about this, asking about this club, that if you want to see this, people, now we're like doing teasers on our social media about it. But when people come, it's going to be there for one day, and it's going to be something that's going to be talked about. And then later, the piece is going to move to Mackey Auditorium and other places that we're doing. But we're only having it there for one day because we're making a statement with it, and we want people to notice it.
I like this idea that then you're going to move it around.
It's going to be a moving art installation that people kind of don't know about. So we're going to kind of keep that surprise element of where it's going to be in Mackey and other identified places, but it's extremely, yes, it's going to be kind of a hide and seek moment that we're then going to encourage people to start following us and start following the art.
In your personal life that you know close by has experienced this lymphoma type of cancer that has in a way touched your heart?
Yeah, thank you for asking. One person who came into my life was when I was researching for this. It was really significant for me because when I came about this, I had no knowledge of lymphoma. I had no connection to it. So my first power for myself was to educate myself on it. And so through this, I found now a dear friend of mine and also someone who's came about our campaign, Quentin O'Donnell. I found him from this small article posted from a newspaper in Boulder from 2016. And it was discussing him and how he went to Boulder High School and he was diagnosed with stage 3 Hodgkin lymphoma when he was 16. And so after that, I took to social media, a very awesome power that we now have. And I realized he was a junior here at Colorado. And so with that, I tried messaging him and he didn't message me back. And I had my friends go, oh, one of my friends just looked at an account and goes, oh, I know one of his friends on his account. And so they connected us, which was amazing because Quentin later told me, oh, I never use Instagram. So we wouldn't have been connected if it wasn't our two friends and people of a community brought us together, and we've really come along. And he's taught me so much, not only about lymphoma, but also actually where our Through It campaign came from was speaking with his nurse. She goes, you know what? When I sit down with my patients, I just have to tell them there's nothing we can do but get through it. And so giving that power back and having that patient perspective language and how significant that is when we're advocating and campaigning for cancer awareness of any sorts.
You want to raise awareness so that other young people that are having symptoms that are not aware of the illness can ask to be checked out.
Exactly. It's bringing back exactly that agency. The power of knowledge is always discussed in academia, you know, in school, but that applies to not only social situations, but also cultural situations. And knowledge is where it starts. And a lot of the symptoms as well of lymphoma is it starts out, it could either, it's a lot, Quentin experienced extreme exhaustion. That could be anything, you know, but he kept on going back to the doctor saying something's not right. And with that, then came the diagnosis. And so kind of just knowing, okay, these are the things to look out for. You give back that power. You kind of give that power of knowledge and give that agency of people should know about their health, especially young people. We always kind of push it off and assume, oh, we'll handle it. But this is happening now. Sadly, this doesn't wait until we're older. It's happening now. And we need to start taking agency of our own health now. We're adults, you know, we're growing up and we need to do that.
You just gave me a picture of the drawing, the science behind and the learning behind and the cool stuff about understanding that you can see this illness in somebody else's blood.
No, and you can. And that's what is so significant and so amazing of the artist, Evelyn, that she was able to portray is that this painting is going to be an inconvenience. And it kind of going back to social media is you get to scroll and spend as much time as you want. But this, it's a big painting and it's going to go down. It's going to be a slight inconvenience. And so it's going to be asking people to go through it. And she did an amazing job of, she made it raw because cancer has a face and people need to see that.
What else are you planning in real life to keep on moving this campaign forward of providing information about lymphoma that affects young people?
Our next event will be this Friday at TIACO for LRF and TIACO night, in which 5% of proceeds are going to be donated back to LRF. LRF is a lymphoma research foundation in which donation goes towards research and also eradicating lymphoma.
I have been speaking with Keely Andrews. She is a senior at CU Boulder. We have been talking about the campaign to raise awareness about lymphoma. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longo-Better.